From the right, I'm Mark Hard.
And from the left, I'm Pete.
You cross the border into Hard Nation.
And we are coming down the home stretch. Ooh. We're almost done with this election, and it is bananas.
I love it. We finally have the FBI unrigging the election by looking into Hillary Clinton's emails.
And of course, we have the FBI breaking all protocol to do so.
Look, they should break protocol. They need to do whatever it takes to stop crooked Hillary Clinton from sitting
in
the White House.
Not the way a Democratic government works, but all right.
It absolutely is. You have the police, which decide whether or not someone can win an election. That's democracy. Now, how does it feel to be losing, Pete?
We're not at all losing. And
what?
Actually, I'm not a registered Democrat at all. I'm an independent.
Oh, now you're.
Know.
Well, now you're saying you're an independent.
Yeah.
As it looks like Hillary's about to lose.
Oh,
now.
No.
Ooh.
She won't. Liz.
She's absolutely going to lose.
Why do you think
landslide?
She's winning in all the national polls. The poll is tightening. I do love her, and she will be the president of the United States. And you and all the fucking idiots that are trying to hijack this election with your backwards thinking, mid-20th century thinking, because your boring white man economy is gone forever. And this man is promising them that it's going to come back. You're wrong, and you're going to lose. And if you don't, he's still not going to deliver on what he's promised.
He's going to deliver on every single thing. There will be a wall up by November 9th. Next Wednesday, there will be a wall up. He won't even have been inaugurated yet, and he will build that wall. It's going to feel so good when we see Trump wins. When first we see Pennsylvania fall, and then North Carolina. And then the Democrats are like, what about Ohio and Florida? And look, they've already fallen. And Virginia goes to Hillary. Boo fucking who cares about Virginia? Because then Colorado is going to fall to Trump. And then Nevada, the last piece of hope, will be gone. And guess what? That's the entire firewall. It's gone. It's all gone. Trump will be king. He'll be king.
And you would like that?
Yes, I would love it.
And why is that?
I'm hoping for 40 years of a Trump reign. I'm going to be realistic here. I'm
going
to say 100
years.
You'll be
dead so long before 40 years from now, based on lifestyle decisions alone.
My doctors say that I have the heart of an ox.
I've told you many times, that man is not a doctor.
He is technically a doctor.
No, he's not. He is exactly the type of doctor that examined Donald Trump and called him the finest physical candidate in the history of America.
That whenever he looks at my body, he goes, wow, Mr. Hard, your body is really good.
That is a man who sells you Jamaican beef patties and says he was a doctor in Jamaica, and you never asked him a single question.
I don't need to ask him a question.
Do you think it's weird that he examines you by a deli case?
I think, well, first of all, who do you want to be feeding you? The person that's examining your body. Doctors should also be chefs. Look, the point is, I was playing a little bit of, I was pumping myself up over the last few weeks saying that Trump's going to win, but I had doubts in my head after the grab your pussy stuff, all of the women coming out, 13 of them saying that he's a sexual assaulter, all these things. Now, though, I can finally say, look, he's going to win. I don't have to pretend anymore. It's real.
I don't think you can say that.
He's definitely going to win.
And, you know, why do you think that?
That one channel that used to have the Wonder Years on it, she was up 12 points, and now she's down one. That's a 13-point swing.
As we all know, national polls don't matter.
Hmm.
She's still polling as high as she needs to in the swing states that she needs to win, and Trump's path to victory electorally is very, very tough. And he's going to states this week that he absolutely doesn't need to be going to, like
New Mexico.
Michigan and New Mexico.
That's a good place to go to New Mexico.
Places that he is never going to win. So the death rattle of that campaign, while not as loud as it once was, is hopefully strong enough that we won't have to deal with this man ever again.
Pete, we've been through so much in this election. What's your favorite moment of the past 18 months?
I hated so much of this election. My favorite moment, I think, is Melania Trump's speech at the RNC.
That was wonderful.
Yeah, I thought that was great. I thought it was amazing how obviously plagiarized it was.
Can I tell you my favorite moment?
Yes, please.
When Hillary fell down on 9/11 and she just fell. She just fell. And it reminded me of the tower falling. And I'll tell you why.
Wait a minute. Back up. Think about what you're saying, and if you want to fix that metaphor, I'll give you a second.
I'm sorry. It reminded me of the towers falling.
Again, not a good metaphor. Do you understand why? The towers falling is, well, I'm not going to explain it to you if you don't understand why.
Well, because it made me think, you know what? On September 11th, we rallied, and I joined the army. And they
you put on an army cap.
I did put on an army cap.
That was not joining the army.
Practically, I practically joined the army.
Yeah, you put on an army cap and you immediately fell asleep.
I did because I was, again, thinking about America, dreaming about America.
Or because you're diabetic.
Well, we don't know that yet. No. So, and when she fell down, I felt rallied in the same way. And I went and I found that army hat and I put it back on. And that's when I really knew that Trump was going to win.
And that was your favorite moment.
That was my favorite moment of the whole election, watching her fall. Watching her fall. Because Trump can melt steel beams. This is very exciting. We have one of our favorite guests who's really going to, I think, make things make some sense. She's a wonderful thinker. She's one of America's great idea people. She was the governor of the great state of Alaska. And when we return, Sarah Palin is going to weigh in about the end of this election.
She's surprisingly charming, but almost as dumb as you.
Now, this is very exciting.
Oh, my God. That is so loud.
What? The sound of conservatism?
Get that microphone away from your face.
This is so exciting. The sound of conservatism is loud. Louder than it's ever been in America this week. And I got another conservative in here who's just as excited as I am.
And I'm hoping that she is not going to scream.
Ladies and gentlemen, former governor of Alaska and running mate of John McCain, Sarah Palin.
Yeehaw!
Oh, my God.
It's Sarah Palin, a rootin' tootin'.
A rootin' tootin'. Now, Sarah, you're wearing, looks like a costume to any Get Your Gun or something.
Oh, yeah, you know, I mean, gosh, I never go anywhere without my guns and my Dot 41s and my Dot 95, my calibers and my ammunition and all my bandolets.
Now, Pete, you wouldn't understand any of those terms, but they're real gun terms.
That's right.
And I don't think they are.
Dot 41.
She is strapped down with so much paraphernalia. I can't. She had the hardest time sitting down.
I mean, it takes me forever, but you know what? When a lady comes into a room, you got to sit down, macho man.
That's right. When a lady comes in a room, you got to sit down, macho man.
I hope they put that on your gravestone.
There's a bunch of spaghetti on my plate tonight.
Do you mean the fact that there's going to be a bunch of votes for Donald Trump in the next week?
That's exactly what I mean. I got a couple kids, and you better believe there's gymnastics and soccer, and you got to feed them.
Oh, yeah. So, no, but now sounds like you literally mean the spaghetti is spaghetti on your plate.
No, I mean Donald Trump. You gotta feed my kids with Donald Trump.
You gotta feed her kids with Donald Trump. And isn't that a good message for the youth out there?
Family values, sports, swindling, cons, Thanksgiving's coming up.
Thanksgiving's coming up. Now, you got a little of that old-timey prospector came out there. That's a real Alaska pride right there. Everyone has a little bit of old-timey prospector.
I mean, we got pipelines and gold up there for sure. Pipelines and golden bears and all kinds of things.
Golden bears. Trout,
rainbow trout, plain old trout.
You're speaking as if someone objected to any of the
things. No, we have trout! We do have trout!
It's a well-known fact. No one is arguing with you, and you keep getting more and more.
Look, you want to challenge me? We have bears up there. We have bears up there.
Wow.
You grab a bear by the pussy.
Are you challenging her right now?
No, I'm not. Have you ever grabbed a bear by the
That's
pussy?
That's how you have to get them. If you're going to skin them, you got to grab it by the pussy.
Now, you're sitting over here. You're an armchair environmentalist.
That's right.
Where Sarah's actually up there grabbing bears by the vagina.
Uh-huh. And the connection with environmentalism is what?
A bear will take your head off one swipe. One swipe.
That I do believe might be true.
So if you touch its pussy, then it's like, hey, you're touching my pussy. It's all shocked. And then you can, you know, take care of it.
Take care of it. It shocked at shame. Shocked and shame.
Wow.
That's now, right. Thank you guys for having me. I missed you guys.
Thank you so much for coming back, Sarah. What a and I tell you what, Sarah, it's It feels festive, right? Doesn't this feel like a festive
week? Oh, it sure week? Does. It's a celebratory week, it feels like. It's 4th of July.
It does.
It's not.
It feels like it's America's birthday. I feel like America's truly being born. And next Tuesday, when Trump wins, I think we should make that the new July 4th.
Should all the acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind.
And that's New Year's.
We're only going to need one holiday. We'll take July 4th, which was the birth of the nation, and we'll make it on November 8th, and that'll also be New Year's, too.
Born on the 8th of November.
Yeah.
Born on the 8th of November.
Yeah, that still works.
Great.
That still works.
I mean, I feel like I'm going to be reborn that day, you know, when Trump finally leads this country in the direction it needs to go.
Well, what are you going to do to be reborn?
Now, can I ask you a question? You came out and you endorsed Donald Trump very early on. You were one of the first major surrogates, and then you have been absolutely nowhere on the trail. Is there a reason for that?
I can't find anywhere they want me to go. They've been telling me to go these places. I can't find them.
They said you couldn't come to the DNC because Alaska is far away.
That's right. Well, yes. And also, you know, it used to be that I would have a whole team of people helping me get to my speaking engagements. But now they just expect me to find my way there myself. They're like, Sarah Palin, we need you to speak at this rally in, you know, buttfuck Kentucky, you know. So you got to go find your way there. And I can't find my way anywhere.
Why is that?
Well, I have a plate in my brain.
Oh, wow.
Presses on my frontal lobe.
I didn't know about this. Was this a medical?
What do you mean?
I put a dinner plate in my
brain.
That's
what I thought. I knew you weren't talking about a medically inserted plate. I knew that somehow you had gotten a plate that you own in your brain.
I got spaghetti on the mind.
Oh, my God. Where on earth did you get two big handfuls of loose noodles?
From my pockets. I keep it in my pockets.
Oh my God.
All you have to do is add pasta sauce, and then you're rip-roaring ready to go.
Have you ever thought... See, this is what people that are survivalists do every day. They get ready for the apocalypse. You got to have some spaghetti in your pockets.
That's right.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to be in the apocalypse, and I want someone like Donald Trump taking the wagon, taking the covered wagon across the Oregon Trail, I'm going to follow him.
In the apocalypse, would there still be a functional form of government that was led by Donald Trump?
Dysentery. The oxen have died.
Fair enough. That's my fault for asking you a reasonable question.
Now, I'm beginning to think that we might not, that things aren't rigged.
Earlier
this week, Donald Trump said that things might not be rigged when James Comey reopened his investigation into Hillary Clinton's murders. She's killed hundreds of people.
Yes, hundreds.
Her child sex trafficking.
Count them all.
This is all real things.
Do you take good care of yourself, don't you?
I do.
That's now, you've been pouring a lot of white wine for yourself this whole time, Pete. Is that
well? It's really hard.
Like how liberals are all this week. Everyone's just drinking and panicking.
As well, they should be because this country is being taken over by what seems like an angry mob from 1968. It is absolutely incomprehensible how Donald Trump could be making this comeback. And also, have you noticed that this week Donald Trump seems to have learned the term Watergate?
Yeah, well,
it's all he's
saying.
But
it's worse than Watergate.
It's worse than Watergate.
I know. I watched a supercut of him saying it hundreds.
Worse
of
than
times.
Watergate.
Can you explain to me what Watergate was?
Yes, I can.
Can either of you explain to me what Watergate was?
Of course I can. Uh-huh.
We're both students of history.
Uh-huh.
Unlike liberals, where you're just a student of, you know, whatever's
bleeding
cool
hearts.
And trending.
Watergate. Ever heard of the Hoover Dam?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is a Watergate.
He's also one of yours.
That is technically, yes, that's a Watergate. And the Watergate is a hotel.
You said that already.
Well, I just
want to. The Hoover Dam is near Las Vegas that has hotels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And where do you think people go when they want to stay near the Hoover Dam?
Yes. So by what you know and by what I'm imagining Donald Trump knows, this is worse than Watergate,
which is
to say these emails are worse than a hotel.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Emails are everywhere. Hotels are in one
and what
place.
What a tremendously interesting explanation that he has about why this is a scandal. She has 66,000 emails.
Wow!
That's many
emails. 66,000
emails?
That's an insane number.
Ooh, that sounds like Christmas in my house.
Yeah.
Sarah Palin loves Christmas. She keeps bringing it up.
I love getting a new message in my inbox. They say, Sarah, you have mail.
Oh, she still has AOL.
Using
surprising.
AOL.
Absolutely no one.
The point is, Hillary's going to go to jail for thousands of years.
Everybody down on the floor.
Oh, my God.
I've got
my God. Someone just barged into the studio.
I've got a Dot 34 and a bomb vest.
Oh, my God. That's a real gun. Oh, my God.
Let me get my bandolet.
It's too big. It's taking her so long
to get anything. She's falling all over the floor. She's flipping around.
Don't touch the bandolet.
You're a good guy with a gun. Who are you?
Oh my God, it smells so much like chicken. Who is this man?
Should I take my mask off?
Are you a Na'vi?
I'll give you three guesses of who it is.
You're a Na'vi from...
I'm
Avatar?
A Na'vi from Avatar. That is what the mask is. And this is a real... James Cameron actually said that these are as real as possible to the real Na'vi people. But
who
he
are you?
Signed off on it.
Okay.
It's me, Dwayne Johnson.
Oh my God.
Now, not The Rock, not the guy from the Ford
Are you The
tire,
Rock?
No, not the guy from
are
the Ford Tire.
Are you The Rock?
No, I'm not.
So, Sarah, Dwayne is a high school student.
With a bomb vest.
Oh my God.
All my conversations, I never would have expected you to have a perfect bowl cut.
Wow, look at this bowl cut. You look like one of the Beatles. Now, Dwayne has been a regular caller, and he went to jail after he tried to join ISIS,
and then
he escaped from jail.
He snuck around the world in a bunch of women that he called heavy.
Yes, I did travel around under the muumuus of some obese women.
Oh my God.
But it wasn't actually, I was quite mistaken when the last time I called, I thought I was in maybe Syria or Afghanistan.
Yeah, you said that there was a lot of music.
There was music and there was dancing and somebody actually pointed out it might be a Greek wedding.
Uh-huh.
I was just at a Greek wedding in Deep Queens.
Deep Queens.
Well, you know what they say, if you can't see a man's face, you can't double cross him.
But I'm showing you my face.
Well, our galleries are open on Tuesdays, usually free.
Is that referencing something that was being talked about?
No, just be fine with it.
Okay, sure. But everybody shut up.
He has to put down that Dot 41.
Dot 34.
Dot 34.
What do you want? What are your demands?
What do you want? We're encouraging you to do good things. Why are you in here holding us up?
I want two round-trip tickets to Afghanistan.
Too expensive.
Okay.
Sarah Palin is hilarious.
That's step one. I think if we get them now for next fall, they won't be that expensive, actually.
Oh, this is a reasonable,
at least a thought-out request. And it can be economy or whatever.
Okay. Wait, who's the other ticket for?
I'm hoping to have a girlfriend by the time that the flight happens.
Yep. Dwayne.
What? Dwayne, you're not.
I don't think that's going to happen.
It's the secret. It's like you put it out there and I'm putting it out there on air. And if anybody, I mean, you guys can describe what
that's
I look like. I'm about 5'7". I weigh 152.
You got a bowl cut.
I got a bowl cut. I scarred my nose with boiling hot water.
How did you do that?
I boiled water.
It presents as a rash.
Yeah, it looks like a rash on my nose. But I didn't want people to know who I was when I was traveling the world to get into ISIS. That's one of my demands is the tickets.
Okay.
A lifetime supply of cool ranch Doritos. Now, I know that now they're called Cooler Ranch. I want the original.
That's the same thing, isn't it?
No.
It was just a rebrand.
I want the old packaging.
The old packaging with the white around it and the Doritos.
When Jay Leno.
That's so.
Okay, we can do both of those things. We can do both of those things, and we have.
I've got a gun.
Please.
Sitting on my bandolet. Otherwise, I'd help.
Sarah, you have so many guns. Kill him.
She's like a turtle who's fallen on its back. We can do both of those things. We know Jay Leno.
You do?
Yeah. Do you think people this horrible wouldn't know Jay Leno?
Then I want a tour of his garage.
That's fine.
Okay, so if we can get Jay Leno here, will that...
In the building?
We can.
Sure.
I think we can make some phone calls.
He calls us constantly.
And he was in the D.C. area.
I'm sweating right now, and not just because of the Na'vi mask. That's partially it. And I'm wearing...
You can take the Na'vi mask off.
I know, but I'm wearing Na'vi... like bodysuit underneath my clothes just for confidence.
I've seen the Blue Man Group in Las Vegas near Watergate.
There you go. Near the Watergate Hotel in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I've seen the Blue Man Group. Oh, they're so talented.
I can't believe she remembered it was a hotel.
They inspired me to be a drummer, but my mom wouldn't let me have drums.
Really?
Yes.
You originally called complaining that she made you eat fish too much.
Yes.
That seems like a much larger complaint that fish, she stifled your dreams.
The fish is so annoying. It's like, yeah, there are other proteins, Mom. And, like, let's get a variety of fish. I'm done with tilapia. Okay.
So you originally, you wanted to join ISIS.
I still do.
You still do.
Open
because
enrollment.
Your mom was making you too much fish.
Wait, what do you mean open enrollment?
Like, I'm hoping it's a rolling enrollment. Because, like,
I'm pretty sure it is.
Rolling enrollment.
I don't think it's like colleges where there's times where you can enroll
and
times you
my
can't.
My mom's having
me. You want early decisions?
I'm hoping so because I'm having to fill out all these forms for colleges. My mom's forcing me to. And I just want, so I'm filling out some forms for ISIS too. And I'm hoping I get an early decision letter from them first.
Okay.
And if any of you can put in a, I might ask for a reference.
What is this?
What's this?
This is, it says, my essay for ISIS, for my application. Can you read some of that?
My essays is what I call it.
Oh, boy.
Starting off with a pun, I don't think they're going to like that.
Dear ISIS, it's me, Dwayne Johnson. No, not Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
The Rock?
Who used to be from the WWF, now the WWE.
Oh.
It is not him. It is not me from The Scorpion King. It is not me from the Ford commercial with the tires.
If this is just a list of things that you're not, that The Rock is, it's not going to get you into ISIS.
It's not me from all the things you know Dwayne The Rock Johnson from. It's me, Dwayne Johnson. No middle name. Now, adversity. I've seen it all. I was born with no middle name. How can a man or a boy go through life without a middle name? My mom, who cooks too much fish, couldn't think of a middle name for me. My dad works at an office, and I respect that he's an entrepreneur, but I don't respect that he lets my mom cook that much fish. Thank you, and Godspeed, Dwayne.
This reads like a letter.
Yeah. Why would ISIS like that letter? It's primarily about fish. It doesn't mention terrorism at all.
Well, I didn't get to the P.S.
Oh, okay.
P.S. I love terrorism. The things that I like about it are the terror. I also like that you can make bombs with nails and screws. Why? They're easy to get. I have access to nails and screws. I live near a Home Depot. I have a gift certificate for Home Depot, and I can use that to get multiple nails and screws. I don't know how to make a bomb, but I can figure it out if you give me the plans. Again, nails and screws, not a problem. Home Depot, have a gift certificate. Thank you, Dwayne Johnson.
Wow. Why is that the postscript?
What do you mean?
That is the most important part of the essay.
What does postscript mean?
The P.S.
It means like a thing that you...
Oh, one additional thought.
Right.
Yeah. So why is that at the end?
Well, you know, this isn't, I haven't sent this out yet. If you guys want to edit it, I'd be happy.
I'm not going to edit an essay for
us. We'll help you edit it as long as you put that gun down. We will see if we can get Jay Leno in here.
We'll get him.
I'll see if I can get you a beaver steak.
Oh, that sounds different. That's a different protein. Fish. So I'd try it.
We come back, hopefully there will be beaver steaks
and Jay Leno
when Hard Nation returns. We're back here at Hard Nation, and this is a fraught episode. We are being held hostage by Dwayne, not The Rock Johnson. He's a high school boy who wants to join ISIS. We're here in the studio with Sarah Palin.
I can't get off my back.
She can't. She fell on her back onto her bandolier. She has so many guts. She just...
Let me help you. Give me your hand.
Oof! Ooh, now I'm on my stomach.
She's stroking the inside of my palm like that.
Just don't touch your guns or I'll blow us up to high heaven. Is that what they call it
high heaven. ISIS?
I don't know what they say in ISIS.
I want to meet those virgins.
I don't know if you're going to get to meet any virgins.
Come on, do them.
What are you going to do? What's your plan with those virgins? What would you do?
I'd respect them.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I'd wine them and dine them when I can legally do that because I'm 16 years old.
You know that you can't, in a pure form of Islam, you cannot drink.
What are you talking about?
You can't wine them.
I'll work my way around the system.
So you're going to find a way around
in
to...
In heaven, there's no way that you're not... Jesus made water into wine.
Well, aren't you Muslim now? Jesus is not your guy anymore.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah. I one time drank too much and I forgot I had kids.
There you go. See, that's one of the reasons that drinking is a dangerous sport.
Yeah, it's a dangerous sport. It's the most dangerous game.
We had to read that in high school. I I got in trouble because I stabbed this kid in my class with a pencil because I was trying to act out the most dangerous game.
If you were trying to act out the most dangerous game, you would hunt him, not just immediately stab him.
Well, I stalked him throughout the day.
Okay.
And I hid behind a locker.
Fair enough. Now, so what we need is we need listeners. We need you to send money because neither of us can afford a.
No.
He has two things that he wants. He's demanding round trip tickets to Afghanistan.
Yeah, for next fall.
Two of them.
For next fall.
And
it's supposed to be nice there that time of year.
Original Cool Ranch Doritos.
And a conversation with Jay Leno.
All right. Well, you're lucky because we were able to call in some favors. Come on in.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Hey.
Oh my God.
Hey, how you doing? I hear you want to meet Jay Leno.
Leno has been trying to get in here for years.
Yeah, I want to get a little political sometimes.
Hey, get your hands out of my pockets. I don't have any money in there.
I'm sorry. You know, I don't use any of my Tonight Show money, so I always got to be looking out for a dollar.
Wait a minute. You just tried to rob Sarah Palin? As someone who doesn't even like her, that was astounding to watch.
If I'm going
to
provide for me and Mammoth, I'm going to do anything I fucking have to do, and I'm going to take some money out of people's pockets.
A ruthless Jay Leno has shown up today.
That's right.
Wow. That's a businessman. Now, that's a businessman.
That's a real businessman. And you've made hundreds of millions of dollars off the Tonight Show.
That's right.
And you don't touch it?
I don't touch it. Hey, now listen, I also sold Doritos at one point.
Oh, now we're talking my language.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
I was a Dorito the sale spiked when I was selling Doritos.
Jay, so we need your help. Do you have any old Cool Ranch Dorito bags? The old type. He doesn't want Cooler Ranch.
Cool
he
Ranch.
He wants old. Do you remember Cool Ranch.
Before, I think they were still dusted with the same stuff, but they were
dusted with the same stuff.
The same ranch.
Yeah, they used to be called Cool Ranch. I remember this.
Yes.
It was nacho cheese, Cool Ranch, Jumpin' Jack cheese. Those were the options you used to get back in the day.
Remember the Monterey Jack ear?
No.
It was Monterey Jack. I don't know what the clever name was.
Monterey Jackie?
I think it was something like that.
Jay Leno.
I've got a bomb. All right, I've got a bomb.
All right. We'll get back to your demands.
What's Kevin Eubanks really like?
Oh, he's the nicest guy that there is. He'll whip out his guitar, he'll play a little song for you whenever you want.
That sounds horrible.
On demand. No, it's part of the contract. To this day, actually. Even though the show is over, I still have control over Kevin Eubanks.
Wow.
So you can just show up at his house?
I can show up at his house anytime. He's going to pull out his guitar and play a little song for me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And Judge Ito, too.
Judge Ito?
Judge Ito. Uh-huh.
Now, you famously had the dancing Itos during but you're somehow contractually connected to Judge Ito?
Yeah, anytime I go down to Judge Ito's house, he's got to do his little Judge Ito dance for me. It's great.
Oh, my. He has to do it.
He has to do it.
Wow. So do you have any Doritos? I'm worried that Dwayne is a little bit unstable.
Willing to murder everyone in this building.
We have your tickets. Someone has booked your tickets off Kayak.
What airline?
Lufthansa.
Doesn't that go to Germany?
Yeah, but they'll go anywhere.
They will?
Yeah, they'll connect.
They'll go anywhere.
I mean, it's an Emirates flight, but it's through Lufthansa. They're the carrier.
Am I an aisle seat or?
Yeah, you're an aisle seat. But we bought you two seats as you requested.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they next to each other?
No, but we can fix it.
This is going to be my future girlfriend.
One is a middle and one
I want to get into my
I
got
to tell you, it's going to be hard to get through airport security if you got a bomb strapped around you. That's all I got to say. It's hard enough to get through if you just have your cell phone.
What happened to your voice?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. You suddenly, your eyes got real big and you...
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying it's going to be hard.
And you said that in the tone of like a joke, but there was no joke there.
There was no joke.
All right, folks. Okay, folks.
Yeah, there was no punchline.
What do you mean there was no punchline? You ever watch the Tonight Show with Jay Leno? It's all punchline, baby.
It's all punchline. I think it's so funny. And I have to say, I've been a big fan of yours. And I was so happy
when... You've been destroying America for decades, people with a brain like you.
So do you have any Doritos? Can you get any Doritos here?
Well, luckily, in my package, I made a deal with Doritos. For life, I get free nacho cheese Doritos for life.
Oh, those are the
nacho
wrong
cheese.
They're the original. They're not nacho cheesy. They're nacho cheese.
Everybody on the floor.
Oh,
right now.
Come on.
Okay.
Not
on the floor.
This has really gotten off the rails. We were supposed to talk about
the
election.
You can bring The microphone's down to the floor with you.
Okay.
All right. All right. Down on the floor. I'm down. Oh, ouch. This hurts my back.
What are you eating off the floor?
Breadcrumbs.
There's a lot of breadcrumbs down here.
I don't want to hear.
We just did a bread demo.
Yeah, we made a meatloaf in here yesterday.
I don't want to hear anybody mention nacho cheese or nacho cheesier. I want Cool Ranch and that's it.
Cool. Oh, just plain Cool Ranch. Oh, shit. You know what? It's kind of comfortable for me on the floor. My chin kind of, it's kind of like a stand.
You're like, you're like propped up.
No other part of Jay Leno's body is on the floor except his chin.
It's very comfortable.
Wow.
You know, I got some connections at Doritos. I could try to see if there's any. I know that they still make one secret batch of Cool Ranch a year.
Can we call Doritos right now?
Of course we can call Doritos.
All right, here we go. You can use the phone.
Hello? Hello, hello, Mr. Frito? Frito-Lays?
Yep.
Hey.
This is Frito-Lays.
Hey, it's Jay. How you doing, baby?
Good. Jay.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
I'm here with a guy who's got a bomb on him.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you, it's going to be hard for this guy to get through airport security. It's hard enough to get there through with a cell phone, am I right?
It's awful.
Yeah. Well, anyways, good talking to you.
Wait a minute. What?
Wait.
No, get back on the phone.
Oh, no. Oh,
and
shit.
Is his name Mr. Fritos?
Yeah, Mr. Frito-Lay. And also, he reacted to your airport line as if it was a joke.
But I think that's, Jay can really he can connect with people in a way that liberals can't understand. They overwrite jokes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. That's my one call a year. I can't make any more.
You're only allowed to
you
call
are
once.
So famously cheap, you can only make one
no,
call
actually,
a year.
Here's what the deal is. I'll tell you, it's not me being cheap.
Right.
You know how I love old classic cars and I drive them all around town? I like classic cars. I got Jay Leno's Garage. It's this big show. It's bigger than Tonight Show, even. You know Jay Leno's Garage?
Yeah, it's great.
Everyone knows Jay Leno's Garage.
Well, great show.
I have I got all these old automobiles. I also have old cell phones.
Oh, wow. That's
Wait a minute, what?
It's a segment people don't usually watch.
So you can only, with this old cell phone, its lifespan is like one call.
A burner?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I guess that was our one chance to get out of here alive.
Yeah, well, he liked it. He seemed to really like my joke.
I'm going to murder everybody.
Dwayne, no.
I'm sorry.
Dwayne, please.
What?
Dwayne. Just go home and ask your mom to cook something else.
Beaver
for
steaks.
Dinner.
I can give her a recipe.
I would love beaver, but the problem is now we've been talking about Cool Ranch so much, I have this, I'm fiending.
Okay, we have Doritos in the studio.
Let me see them.
All right, hold on one second.
Is there a way that we can take the cooler off a little bit? We can take some of the, we can make it more like Cool Ranch, you know what I mean? If we de-dust them a little bit, will they be more like regular Cool Ranch?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the bag.
What is this?
It's a loose bag. It's just Doritos. And Mark brings them for lunch every day. You would notice that bag is the most gigantic Ziploc bag you've ever seen. He empties two family-sized Doritos bags into a Ziploc bag, and that's his snack.
And I'll tell you something. It's better than the Doritos you get in the store. I mean, you do get these Doritos in the store. It's more fun to carry them in.
What's your sound engineer's name? Because I'm about to kill him.
No! Don't kill Tito!
No, I'm killing Tito.
Don't kill Tito!
Because you're fucking with me.
No.
Now you're fucking with me.
Taste that. Here, come here. Put it in your mouth.
Hey.
Put it in your mouth. Chew.
Oh, my God. Shot me in the arm.
That one was a blank. Let me see that gun.
Was that a blank?
This is the gun from The Crow.
What is that?
This is the gun that killed Brandon Lee.
Killed Brandon Lee.
This is it. I bought it off auction. And James Cameron signed off on it, even though he wasn't involved in the film.
All right, he signed off on it.
Just eat the rest of those chips. That's a normal chip.
They are good. I didn't you shoving them in my face.
Well, you never would have stopped talking unless I did it.
All right, so can you take off the bomb vest? I think we've tried to... We've gotten you tickets to Afghanistan.
Which I very much appreciate.
We've gotten you Cooler Ranch.
These are fine.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'll even take you on a jaywalk if you want.
Please, God, no.
Is that when we just pickpocket people?
Yeah, we walk around, we pick people's pockets all over the street.
That sounds great. I could raise some more money for my ISIS chapter that I'm starting at home.
He's starting his own ISIS chapter.
ISIS, huh?
Yeah.
Does ISIS have a Tonight Show?
That's don't think so. They have a magazine. Question. I don't know if they have a late night show.
They've got these really good viral videos where these guys, their heads fall off after these knives cut their heads off.
Jay Leno is like giggling.
Those are.
You know what? It just seems like there's an opportunity to do a Tonight Show with Ethan. It seems like I might maybe I'll join you on your little flight. You said you had two seats, right?
Yeah, and I'm probably not going to get a girlfriend before next year. So.
Oh, my gosh. Dwayne and Jay are forging a friendship here.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are going to travel to Syria or Afghanistan? You want to go to Afghanistan?
I don't know, wherever
we bought you the tickets to Afghanistan. Like
you can get there from Alaska.
Yeah.
We probably should have.
I don't think you can.
You can. You can get there from Alaska.
You can get almost anywhere from somewhere.
Oh.
that really blew Sarah's mind. I've never seen Sarah just crumble like that before.
I don't feel so good.
The face that made would have broken a baby's heart.
Wow.
She had no idea you could get anywhere from somewhere.
But there's no way the trees.
She's taking off all of her paraphernalia, disarming.
And the planes go in the air, it's no boats and all kinds of things.
She's in a fetal position.
Cars and little tricycles.
She's sucking on her own hair.
It smells
and
like
she's a baby.
It smells like shit. Oh
my god! Oh my gosh! She has left a bear-sized pile of shit on the floor.
Oh, Sarah, go Donald Trump!
Oh, Sarah. Wow.
Eric, we'll get someone in here to clean
that
up.
Was really. I've never seen anyone devolve like that.
Wow. You know what would be a lot of fun? If that little baby got up and danced like the dancing baby from Ally McBeal.
Oh, yes. I loved Ally McBeal.
Oh, my God.
Where's the TV like that? When Trump wins next week, we're going to see the return to Ally McBeal.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga.
Oh, she's dancing.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga,
dancing
ooga,
baby.
Chaka, ooga,
oh,
ooga.
My God.
I'm just focusing on the shit smell. It just, I can't really. Everything else
it's
hard to focus.
You know what you should do? You should sprinkle some of the Cooler Ranch dust over it. That stuff.
And
will,
eat it?
No, not eat it. I'm just saying that stuff, that Cool Ranch dust, it's the most overpowering smell that it can get rid of the shit smell.
I guess I'll try.
Yeah, let's give it a shot. Give me the bag.
And put it over my Palin scat.
He just sprinkled some dust on the feces.
I touched it by accident. I touched the duty.
Well, we have no. Well, now we've
touched the duty with my hand. Does anybody have wet naps?
No,
or anything?
We've got you right where we want you.
What are you talking
now,
about?
Now you call your mother.
What?
You're gonna have to go home and apologize, and you are not gonna join ISIS
because I have duty on my hands.
We're ISIS not gonna let you wash your hands until you say you're not gonna join.
No,
ISIS.
You wouldn't do that.
I will put your hand right near your face.
No, ow.
Yeah.
Unless
say you're not going to join ISIS.
What?
Remember what I did with the chips? I will manually make your jaw chew, and I'll make you eat that shit.
I'm going to eat it. I choose to eat it.
Oh, no.
Yes.
You're going to get so sick.
I will definitely get sick.
I have strong beliefs, and if I get sick, so be it. It doesn't taste that bad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm hooked on a feeling.
Does anybody else want a little?
No one wants any more.
I don't even think Forrest Gump would eat chocolate like that, you know what I mean?
That is the most 90s joke.
Jay, is there anything you want to plug now that you're on the show? Is there we have Jay Leno's Garage is coming
garage.
Up.
You got to check it out. You know, there's a few other things. Check out Barbed Wire on DVD.
Barbed Wire? The movie Barbed Wire?
What is that movie?
The Pamela Anderson movie?
Pamela Anderson movie.
What? Do you have a cameo in that?
I love it. It's one of my favorite movies.
Okay.
Did you watch Cool World? Tank Girl.
All right. There's a lot of these sort of like alt, tough female roles.
Sure.
Sarah, what about you? Is there anything that you want to, we have one more week till the election. Anything you want to tell any undecided voters out there?
Yeah, I guess what I want to say is, well, you got to vote for Donald Trump, and there's no way if you're looking to find a way if you don't have a ride downtown and you got to get downtown to vote, then you better hop on the Trump train. Hop on the Trump train. He'll give you a ride all the way into the city wherever you want to go. Get off at the L. Get off at the Blue Line. Get off at the you know, the green, you take the green bus all the way over. You got to vote Donald Trump. And then electrify this country.
Ooh, that's a great term. And Dwayne, is there anything you want to say to the world that has just heard you lick fecal matter off your
tongue? Still finishing it up.
Yeah, you don't have to eat more of that.
What? It's not bad. Because with the dust on it. Anyway, so I just want to say, Ali Ali Akbar, to anybody who's listening who's in ISIS, I want to be a part of it, and I'm sending out my letters of intent, and my CV is attached to it. It mostly is my AV club experience. I'd also like to plug the movies SLC Punk, the Scooby-Doo live-action movie, and Scream, because I love Matthew Lillard.
These are all a lot of nice films here. You love Matthew Lillard.
He's so funny, and it's like, give him some more stuff already. Like,
he's actually not bad.
He's really good. I agree. Good.
Why did his career collapse?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe he's raising a family. I didn't get to plug any movies.
Oh, do you want to plug some movies?
Body Heat.
Okay. Anything
Which one
else?
Is Body Heat?
Madonna?
That's the one with Ooga chaka, ooga.
No, can you? Okay.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I got some advice for our friend over here.
Jay.
If your hand's in shit, you must wash it.
I think that it was delivered like a joke.
No, that was delivered like, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
Yeah.
Wait, I believe that was an OJ joke.
Yeah. Wait, say it one more time.
Delivered
say
like
it
a
one
joke.
More time.
If your hand's in shit, you must wash it.
Oh. Well, I'm just going to keep licking it. You must lick it. I don't mean to, like, punch up your joke.
That was a good punch up.
That was a good punch up.
Well, hey, you got the stuff, kid. I think you and I can really take over there.
I'm happy to be a part of the team, and, you know, I can, you know, you weren't here for my reading my letter. It just needs some editing, but, like, I can write comedy, too. Yeah.
I'm excited for you guys. I don't think you should necessarily join ISIS, but if you did, boy, they would be lucky over there to have Jay Leno doing their own talk show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mavis will be there, too. Kevin has to come.
Wait a minute. You're going to let Mavis stop burying all the money in the backyard to come with you to the ISIS talk show?
Oh, we're
going to
use it to fund ISIS.
Oh.
Okay, you're there. Jay Leno is using his Tonight Show money to fund ISIS.
That's right. I'm going to finally spend it.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, this talk has made me so jazzed for the future of America. So thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
If this is any indication of what the election portends, it's an elegy for America. What a disaster.
Tito, we're sorry about having to clean up this scat.
Dwayne ate almost all of it.
Can you believe this is going to be the final sign-off before Donald Trump wins the presidency?
I'm not going to address that.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes things are just too beautiful that you can't even look at it.
Yeah,
you know, my favorite movie is American Beauty.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you know that brave dad next door who had all that Nazi stuff and couldn't come forward about it.
I don't like that movie only because every stupid person I've ever known wants to talk about the symbolism in that movie.
Watch this.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at this bag that used to have all the Doritos in it just floating around.
Yeah.
Are you crying?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Are you crying yet?
That drives me nuts. If I have to hear about that fucking red door one more time, I'll string my own self up. I'll tell you what I think is a good 90s movie.
What's that?
The American Pie movies? Is that the 90s?
Oh, those are great. Have you ever stuck your penis in a pastry?
So many times.
Oh, you liberals have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, next week we're going to have a special post-election roundup.
That's right.
We're going to talk to some of the front lines. We're going to talk to some canvassers for Trump. There's so many of them. He has such a great ground game.
Yeah, they're all trying to get a second ballot.
They're trying to get a second ballot.
He's encouraging them to vote again.
Vote two times. Now, do whatever it takes. Folks, get out there and vote. Do whatever it takes to get Trump elected, no matter what. Remember, if Hillary gets in there, that's the end of America as we know it.
Can you pass me that tape?
Oh, what are you doing with your... Are you unzipping?
Huh?
Are you unzipping? Oh my God, he's taking his penis out.
Feels like a warm apple pie.
Oh, wow. Well, we're closing the borders.
Wow.
Here at Hard Nation.
Someone must have just baked them.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.